This is the Global Edge Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network, also promoted in more than 200 countries and territories on Global Edge, the number one Google-ranked site for international business resources. Global Edge Business Beat is hosted by Thomas Holt.
Hello, everyone. I am Thomas Holt, and as many of you know, I'm a business professor as well in the Liberal Culture Business at Michigan State University, and we're fortunate to be accredited by AACSB International, and a little bit more than 800 schools around the world are accredited by that organization, but most are not, so it's one of those lofty things perhaps that many schools want to be, and it's also a template for what you can be in the type of education we want to offer. So we're incredibly fortunate to have Dan LeClaire. He's the Executive Vice President and Chief Strategy and Innovation Officer of AACSB International in this segment of the show. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Yeah, thank you very much, Tomas. Thanks for the thoughtful invitation and the introduction to AACSB.
I appreciate the opportunity, and to continue helping you out perhaps with the introduction on what AACSB is before we dig in a little bit to the topic areas that are close to what you do for AACSB. For everyone out there, AACSB International, the Association to Advance Collegiate Schools of Business, connects educators, students, and businesses to achieve a common goal to create the next generation of great leaders, or perhaps even great business leaders, the leaders in general. Also, synonymous with the high standards of excellence since 1916, so over 100 years now, AACSB provides quality assurance, business education, intelligence, and professional development services to over 1,600 member organizations, and then the more than 800 accredited business schools worldwide. So that's what AACSB is all about and been around for a long time. So it's an important organization in many different aspects around the globe. So Dan LeClaire, again, is Executive Vice President of AACSB, and you lead AACSB's efforts to advocate for and build awareness about business education and accreditation. Tell us about this role and what you do.
All right. Thank you, Tomas. Well, let's face it. Business schools are not well understood by the public. There are a lot of misperceptions. For example, when many people think about business schools, they equate them to MBA programs, so that when people refer to business schools, almost automatically we think MBA programs. But that's despite the fact that 3/4 of the students enrolled in business schools are undergraduates, and less than 15% are MBA students. In addition, people still think of business schools as where you go to make a higher salary in the private sector. Meanwhile, many business schools now support careers in the public sector. They support organizations that have social impact missions. Also, when we prepare students, often we think automatically is to prepare students for jobs in companies, big companies nonetheless. But many schools are preparing graduates to start companies that create jobs. So instead of taking them, creating them. They offer education for entrepreneurs, incubator space and advice, even at times financial support. They run hackathons and business plan competitions. So the point is that many people don't really understand what business schools are actually doing. And part of our efforts to advocate and build awareness for business education is to help people to understand business schools for what they are. They're not ivory towers. Many and most are deeply connected with business, and we want to help the public to understand that.
And I think a lot of business professors, to feed off that topic and your thought there, is that many business professors and students in business schools, undergraduate and perhaps graduate as well, help out a lot of local businesses. So in Michigan, for example, we had 15,000 companies that went international last year, and 91% or so of them are small and medium-sized companies, and they offer fantastic sort of almost lab experiment, but certainly training ground for our students to be involved in helping some of these companies.
That's a great story. That's very important to understand. And for the public to understand what business schools do, not only for students in business, but for the communities they're serving. So that's great example.
Switching topics a little bit, you were also the principal architect of AACSB's data and research services. Tell us about these data and research services and what they entail then.
Yeah, so when I started at AACSB way back in 1999, it was, in fact, to create what we now call business education intelligence. We didn't know it back then. We didn't know what we would call it back then. But my colleague, Julianne Annarelli, now leads this area. The idea was to help business schools to benchmark against themselves. For example, by comparing programs, budgets, faculty, and the like, we collect the data, we clean it up, we protect it, and we make it useful to the schools to plan and make decisions. basically to improve, which really is at the heart of our mission at AACSB. But that's not all. We wanted a database that we could use to identify trends. You know, what are business schools as a whole doing? What kinds of investments are they making? We wanted to identify and understand best practices and to share them with schools and to build awareness about business schools, as we talked about a little while ago.
Well, there are a lot of schools in the United States, and I totally agree with you that the benchmarking aspect is incredibly important, because we it's almost like we're mushrooming up different programs, so many different entrepreneurial programs or Masters of Science programs or other things that schools do. And if we can learn from each other a little bit, I think that's fantastically valuable. And that's sort of my last question, or it feeds into the last question that I think our listeners would want you to tackle a little, and that's about being an industry thought leader. AACSB, like I said in my intro part, has clearly become the top mark for a business school worldwide in terms of accreditation. And that goes for all schools that are either accredited or not. We still look at sort of the template for perhaps what we need to do to be one of the top business schools in the world. Talk about AACSB as a thought leader, or the thought leader role that you take on in the global marketplace of business schools.
Sure. Thanks for that question, Tomas. You know, there's little doubt in our industry that business education is being disrupted. You know, higher education is being disrupted. There are new technologies, new providers, new platforms in the higher education ecosystem. So things are changing, and nobody is quite sure where it's going to end up. So it's a time that calls for leadership, not only in schools, but across the industry worldwide. And that's a role that AACSB plays. It's one that only AACSB can play. So in accreditation, for example, instead of just setting a minimum standard of quality, we're trying to set the standard for where business education ought to be. And that's why we issued a couple of years ago a collective vision for business education. And it's since tried to build a roadmap to help achieve that vision. So it envisions business schools as catalysts of innovation, as co-creators, along with business and other disciplines of knowledge. It envisions business schools as hubs of lifelong learning and as leaders on leadership, not only in private sector, but also in the public sector and non-governmental sector. So as a whole, we believe business schools can be enablers of global prosperity, and that's part of the vision that we have. So thought leadership to us is bringing together leaders in business and business education to shape the future of business education.
I like that a lot, because in some way, when I travel on campus as a business professor, I travel around campus. We have 17 colleges, and we apply for a lot of contracts and grants and so forth. And my punchline storyline is pretty much that there's a business aspect to almost every grant contract that universities apply for, and then businesses out in the field, of course, as well. So Dan LeClaire, he's Executive Vice President and Chief Strategy and Innovation Officer at AACSB International. I'm, of course, Thomas Holt. You're listening to the Global Edge Business Beat, promoted worldwide in more than 200 countries and territories on Global Edge, and local, of course, running on the Michigan Business Network.